This is Earth and Sky on the subject of kudzu, the leafy green vine that ate the South.
If you drive through the southeastern U.S., you'll see stands of kudzu covering entire hillsides and fields. How did Civil War troops hack through these dense, tangled vines back in the 1860s? They didn't have to. There wasn't any kudzu here until it was imported from Japan and Korea. In the 1930s, federal land agencies encouraged U.S. farmers to plant kudzu to prevent soil erosion.
Well, it didn't do much to slow soil erosion, but kudzu grows fast, extremely fast. It completely engulfs everything in its path, including roads, trees, telephone poles, even houses. Today, kudzu covers 7 million acres from Texas to Florida, and there's no known biological or chemical agent that could stop it. Several herbicides can kill the tops of the vines. The problem is killing the roots, large tubers that can weigh up to 200 pounds.
Kudzu's natural insect enemies weren't imported with it. But scientists from the U.S. and China are cooperating on studies to identify the insects and fungi that attack kudzu in its native habitat. Until then, anyone for kudzu pie?
Today's show is made possible by the U.S. Forest Service, caring for your national forests and grasslands. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.